Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we've another election this year. This time round, it's the presidency. So what could be in store for the candidates who are thinking of throwing their hats into the ring in a campaign that has proven in the past to be very tough and often very personal? Well, for more on this, we're joined by broadcaster Cathal Mullany. Cathal, we're going to take a look at this upcoming vote, and it's a really important one for some political parties in particular. Why is that?
Yeah, so we're looking at this election later on in the year, Claire, in the autumn time. And you mentioned that it's important for some of the parties in particular, probably because we're on the back of elections pretty recently for the general election in the autumn of last year. So if we're to look at the political parties at the outset, for example, Fine Gael has never held the office of president. They've struggled in the last election that they contested back in 2011. So they would love to make an impact, I think, and probably win that. And it probably will be a big boost for Simon Harris as well, relatively new into the party leadership. You look at Sinn Féin, who contested the last election as well, didn't perform particularly well in 2018. And they would view it as an opportunity maybe to take hold of the president. And then it's going to be interesting, the wider left, whether they can agree a candidate. There has been talk about that, maybe between Labour and the Social Democrats, and the Green Party and Labour and the Soc Dems did quite well in the general election. So they'll be looking to build on the momentum. And then beyond all of the parties, there's bound to be one or two independents that will emerge from the woodwork and tend to do quite well in presidential elections.
So talk us through then the mechanics of it. Who can run? How do they get their names on the ballot paper?
So you've got to be over 35 years of age to contest the election. Now, that was subject of a referendum back in 2015 that was actually soundly beaten to reduce the age of eligibility back to 21. And in terms of receiving a nomination, you've got to be nominated by at least 20 members of the Oireachtas or four local authorities. So we have seen some independents go the local authority route, where they'll go around to different county councils around the country and make their case to be a candidate in the election. It is quite a rigorous process for them to go through, but you'd suspect that the parties within the Dáil will nominate their own candidates this time around.
Mm-hmm. So you would expect those conversations to be happening right now, and decisions very likely have been made by particularly the parties at this stage, would you say?
Yeah, I think definitely in the bigger parties, we've seen some names in the ether and in the media over the last couple of months now. It's probably been shortened the speculation because of the general election. Everybody was focused on that. But I think from now on, we're at the end of February now, we're looking at the election probably around the end of October. Names will become much more prominent now. We've seen different things even in the media this week about different candidates emerging and different names emerging within the parties. There's likely to be further focus on it over the next couple of months. You're probably looking at for the parties selection conventions over the summertime, and then the campaign to begin probably once the Dáil returns and the summer holidays are over in late August.
I mean, there are lengthy campaigns, aren't they?
And they're very difficult, as you mentioned at the outset. There's a huge amount of scrutiny on the candidates, differs largely from a general election in a number of ways, particularly because it's all focused on the candidate as opposed to political parties and their policies. That brings with it a huge, an enormous level of scrutiny on the candidates. Also, for independents, one of the things to consider is the resources that you've got available, because the spending limit, I think, is 750,000, which is an enormous amount of money. But when you consider the campaign has to be nationwide, so you've got to have quite a large public persona and name recognition, facial recognition, and the resources that you need behind you to run a campaign like that are quite significant. So that probably limits the amount of people that might consider going for it and giving it a right good go from an independent.
So it's really hard to do it. I mean, when you put that figure out there, it's really hard to do it as an independent.
It is. And then you've got to look at the parties as well. Their coffers will be depleted with the local and Europeans last year and the general election last year as well. But from an independent point of view, you're right. It is something that's difficult. Now, one thing that might work in independents' favour is we have seen a tendency from voters over a number of elections at presidential level, maybe that the voter loyalty towards the particular party they might vote for isn't quite as strong, and they might be more likely to vote for an independent in a presidential election.
So you mentioned that the campaigns are tough, really personal, as we said at the outset, and they often throw up unexpected events. You're going to talk us through some of those controversies now that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, so we've seen there's probably a controversy nearly attached to most of the presidential elections. In every election, something tends to catch fire from time to time. But if we're to look at some of the specifics over the years, if we go back to 1990 and Brian Lenihan Sr., who was looked at as almost a certainty to win that election campaign as the Fianna Fáil Liberal candidate. Then controversy arose around his alleged involvement back in 1982 and whether calls were made to Áras an Uachtaráin and the then president, Patrick Hillary, around whether the Dáil would be dissolved or not and whether Fianna Fáil might get a chance to form a government without the need for an election when the coalition government collapsed. And then there were contrasting versions of events, and eventually Brian Lenihan was actually sacked by the Taoiseach Charles Haughey from government, and he went from being the favourite for that election, his support fell. Now, he actually did win the first preference vote in the end, but Mary Robinson managed to receive enough transfers to win in that election and take the presidency. So that was probably the largest controversy we could think of in the in the modern times.
So his name was still on the ballot when the presidential election happened, and that was all related to the mature recollection phrase, which people probably will remember, and it will jog memories around the country. Then we come to Sean Gallagher in 2011.
So we had the Tweetgate controversy then in 2011. Sean Gallagher, again, the candidate that probably came from a little bit from the blind side in terms of his ability to win that campaign. He was the favourite heading into the closing stages of the campaign, was performing very well in the opinion polls. And then we had the frontline debate here in RTE, where a tweet was read out purporting to be from an official account linked to Martin McGuinness's campaign, alleging that someone who had given Gallagher a cheque for a Fianna Fáil fundraiser a couple of years previously would be presented at a press conference a couple of days after. Then it turned out that that account wasn't linked to the Martin McGuinness campaign. RTE subsequently apologised to Sean Gallagher. He received what was described as substantial damages after that as well. But in terms of the election campaign, Sean Gallagher's support fell after that, and Michael D. Higgins actually won that election and then went on to win the 2018 election as well.
And then more recently, you mentioned 2018, Peter Casey ran in 2018, didn't he?
That's right. Peter Casey was involved in the 2018 election. Now, there was some controversy attached to that campaign as well, and comments around Peter Casey towards the traveller community and whether the ethnic minority status that they had was justified. And there were calls for Peter Casey to step out of the race. He actually didn't and stayed in the race and finished second in the end in 2018 and polled quite respectably.
Mm. The office of president, I mean, it changes depending on who holds it. It's very much an office that people make their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you look at Michael D. Higgins, has been there since 2011. And some people would say that the presidency is above and beyond politics. But Michael D. Higgins has probably challenged that in terms of some of the comments that he's made. Some people would say in terms of comments on day-to-day political matters. It's difficult for, I think, candidates to carve out and explain just exactly what the presidency does in our current political system, because the Dáil and the government make the day-to-day political decisions. But the president is viewed as above politics, represents Ireland on the international stage, state visits, appoints the government. We've seen that recently with the change in government as well. It probably has been difficult to carve out a niche for the presidency in the current political climate. Mm-hmm. And that's probably a challenge that all the candidates will face later on in the year when they're putting their case to the people.
All right, so we're waiting for the names to emerge, but there are a few floating around already.
There are, and even this morning I was looking at the back of the Irish Independent, I think it was, Jarlett Burns, the GA president, was questioned whether he wanted to run for the presidency later in the year. He's ruled that out. Coming back to what we mentioned at the outset in terms of the political parties and Fine Gael looking to win the presidency for the first time, there's been a number of names linked to their potential candidacy there. You're looking at Mairead McGuinness, the former EU commissioner. Francis Fitzgerald has been mentioned. Heather Humphreys maybe as well. Bertie Ahern's name has been circulating around Fianna Fáil about whether he might run. Michael McDougall from an independent viewpoint. And I'm interested to see, Claire, to come back to the wider thing on the left, whether the Sog Dems, Labour and the Green Party can agree a candidate from that side of things in Leinster House and put together an agreed candidate, because that might point to something further down the road in terms of maybe government formation next time around, or whether they can build more of a common platform.
And didn't Linda Martin tell Oliver Callan last week that
That's
she's thinking about it as well, although we haven't been able to figure out who asked her. She says a political party did, but there'll be names like that that crop up who we just will not be expecting.
And they could be names that could do quite well, because the presidency, as I say, is different to voting in a general election, and people might be attracted by the fact that someone might come from outside of politics to try and win the presidency and represent the people of Ireland without having that political background, as it were.
All right. Well, look, that'll whet the appetites of the political nerds. Cathal, thanks so much for coming in. That is Cathal Mullany there. We're getting more texts in on the ghost buses, which Brian O'Connell was talking about earlier. First day back to school and I had to submit a late note from my transition year daughter because the peak time school buses aren't coming. The solicitor says it's absolutely disgraceful. Another waiting for a bus recently, the digital sign said 15 minutes after it counted down then to 1 minute, no bus arrived and it then automatically went back to 15 minutes again. And they say needlessly that that was so frustrating. I think anybody listening to that would agree with you. The number is 0870 32 32 32.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.